أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر إسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل وكل من الأخيار. صدق الله العظيم. Few ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, and then to remember Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. The ayahs just before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ishaq and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam with some of the qualities. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَعِيلُ وَمُحَمَّدِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Remember Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, وَالْيَسَعُ and Hazrat Yasa' alayhi salatu wassalam, and وَذَلْ كِفْلُ and ذُلْ كِفْلُ. Now with regards to Hazrat Yasa' alayhi salatu wassalam, his name appears here in the Quran Kareem and also in Surah An'am. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just mentions his name, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say who he is or when did he come down. But according to some narrations, he was the cousin of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. And after Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam passed away, Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam had become the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as Dhul Kifl is concerned, we discussed his incident in detail in Surah Al-Anbiya. Just to go over the details very, very quickly. After Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam had become old, and he realized that now there needs to be somebody that needs to hold the reins and take over and help him and assist him with various duties and functions. So he called his court and he called up all his people, and amongst his people he made an announcement that whichever person fasts during the day, make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, and number three, that person who does not become angered, who does not become angry, such a person should stand up, because that person will be eligible to assist me and to help me and to become my representative. So nobody stood up initially until a non-entity stood up and he said, I have those three qualities. Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam at that time dismissed this entire gathering and he did not say anything. And on the second occasion, when he had gathered his people again, made the same announcement, the same feeble-looking person, non-entity, stood up and he said, I am that person. And hence, Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam had elected him to become his representative. Now obviously, to become an aide and assistant to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very meritorious, very virtuous, and obviously this does not gel well with Shaitan. So Shaitan decided to interfere in the matters of Dhul Kifl. And his system was this, that he will make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. During the day he would fast, and a certain time of the day he would go to rest so that he will be able to make Allah's ibadat at night. The first day after this incident happened, and after he was now elected as the representative, a man knocks at his door and he is ushered into the house. He comes into the room of Dhul Kifl and he begins to say to Dhul Kifl that, listen, I am an oppressed person, a tortured and tormented person. My people are absolute oppressors. And he begins to give a very long story, and his story only finishes when the time of the siesta comes to an end, and Dhul Kifl now needs to carry on with other work. So he was deprived of the first day's sleep. The second day the same thing happened. Dhul Kifl had told him thereafter that, why don't you come when I convene my court and when I'm sitting in court, then you can come with your case and we will sort your matters out. But when Dhul Kifl will go and wait for him in the court, then this person will not come, and he will give his excuse the next day that my people had tormented me and tortured me because they had come to know that I have come to you and they did not allow me to come. And like this, on the third incident and third occasion, Dhul Kifl had told his household not to allow anyone to come through the door, but this person somehow penetrated and came into the room of Dhul Kifl. It was at that time that he realized that this is Shaitan, and such a personality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that he had made Allah's ibadat at night, he had fasted during the day, And he had never become angered or annoyed, despite the fact that for 3 days consecutively he was deprived of sleep. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of him, kullum min al-akhyar, and all of them were the most excellent and possessed qualities of excellence. And these are the people that we should be remembering. You and I also, not only to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this command, but to the reciters of the Qur'an Kareem, that these are the people we should be remembering, these are the people we should aspire to follow, these are the people who we should make our real heroes, because if we do not do that, then obviously we'll begin to make people of this world and following this material world, committing zina and making haram, and those are the people that become our heroes in life, then obviously we are also going to be deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.